John and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Spider-Man, Spider-Man, he can talk to fish underwater. When he turns green, he grows in size. His clothes rip off from kryptonite. Look out, here comes the Spider-Man. He's my favorite member of the Fantastic Four. His utility belt is really cool. His airplane is invisible. Spinach makes him super strong. Shazam! There goes the Spider-Man.
The Don and Mike Show.
The Spider-Man.
Why do you favor rape?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, no.
On their backs and covered in baby oil. Here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mill.
Jungle!
Everybody happy today?
Is everybody happy?
Okay.
Yes, it is.
Well, gosh, halfway through the show. Yeah. Not yet. And what is there to discuss about American Idol?
Other than our crushing disappointment that your prediction of Blake's demise was inaccurate.
I don't mind. I got them both wrong last night. Mm. Mike was 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
Rob, however, I refused to take his calls last night.
Good for him.
Because here's the thing. When you see a dog in a race, and every single week for 18 weeks...
I knew you'd take this tactic.
You say, that dog's going to lose the race.
But what did I say
and
yesterday?
Incidentally, before you go on with this, can I just say you gave me more credit. I picked...
You were 50-50.
No, I picked Jordan and Blake going home last night.
I know you didn't. Oh. You picked the Justin Timberlake guy.
Did I say that?
I think you did. Yeah.
You did.
Okay, then I was 50-50.
Because you said you liked him, but you were going to be sorry to see him go.
Okay. Right. All right, very good.
Right, I had Justin and the guy.
Oh, that's right. You were all about Blake going home. Right. You're right. Okay, I was right half the time.
And again, what's wrong with America? I'm watching the playback. You give love a... bad name.
Let me offer this.
What?
I think...
Stop talking like our lawyer.
I really do think that the judges have much more significance than we give them credit for.
Sure.
I think that Simon can personally almost guarantee it. There are people out there that pay attention to what he says, and I really think he just nailed the nail in the Phil coffin when he said, you're going home.
But
I wish if you went back and you looked at how many times he said that.
He has said it before, though.
I know he said
it
before.
He's not always right.
He's not always right, but it happens a hell of a lot of the time, and I think they were giving him a rave, and then Simon just went bam.
Okay,
and and it negated what Paul and Randy were saying.
I'll give Simon Cowell credit for that, for saying that.
Right.
But Rob Spiewak, ever since that guy Phil made the show.
Right.
Every week, Rob says, you say, who's going to get voted off? Phil, the Martian guy, the bald guy. Every week.
And so, it's because of the look, right,
but
Rob?
Take,
you don't like
take
the look.
That, I don't like the look, but take that out of it. I was the only one who guaranteed Jordan Sparks was safe.
Were you really?
Well, I don't remember that.
Of course not.
But I thought it was the classiest, without question, the classiest departure song I have ever seen on American Idol.
Yeah, it was good.
When Phil sang that song. I mean, I thought he did a fantastic
job.
And
I loved when he got back on the mothership and went back home.
I will miss him. I really will. I thought he was the most improved contestant. I thought he was getting better every week.
I'll tell you what, I will miss him. I will miss the call every week at 8:22 going, God, this guy sucks. I can't believe
this
guy's on the show.
Why did you hate him so much?
He is creepy looking.
But what about this? It's a singing competition, Rob.
No, it's not. It's an entertaining competition.
I hate the beatbox boy. I hate him when they
did you see how smug he was when they were eliminating him from being voted off? And you saw him with that little, I'm just saying, with his bad nose, that little smirk that he has.
Doesn't he know, bad nose.
Doesn't he know that other pretty little fancy dandy lad has a much more chance of selling records to the mindless teens of America than him way up there with his, you give love.
You hate that. And did you want to throw up when they said they were best friends?
Yes.
You're right. They're BFF. Right. You know what BFF means?
Yeah, different BF.
Yeah, means butt effers forever.
Oh.
That's what BFF means.
But America falls in love with anyone who does the pantomime of playing a phonograph record.
Yeah. And because the judges are hyping him, too.
Yeah.
He's the judge's favorite contestant.
I don't like him much.
No. Well, he's got to be the next out. It's got to be all the girls.
This is the time in the competition when you have the weird stuff happen. This is now when you're going to have maybe the surprise. And, God, I feel like I'm just a promo voice for this show now. Yeah. We like this show so much it makes me sick. I was going to say, oh, no, I'm not saying it.
Go ahead, say what?
It's terrible. I sound like Ryan Seacrest.
Say what?
I was almost going to say, this is why you have to vote.
Shut up.
I didn't want to say it.
But you know, they do.
Yes, it is.
They have a chance of writing the course of the show because it's disco week this week. They're going to have one of the Gibb brothers. I don't think it's Morris because he's passed. But they're gonna. It's Boogie Night, I believe they're calling it.
It's Barry, right? Barry's going to be the
Gibb.
Oh, he's
the best looking Gibb.
Yeah. Right.
Is that the one with the lion mane hair?
I think so, yeah. Barry.
Barry Gibb, who bought Johnny Cash's house and then it burned down. At least that's what I heard.
That's right. They bought it and he won't go to visit now because it's all burned down.
Because it burned to the ground.
And the other thing, it pains me to say this, but it's the truth. Ryan Seacrest is getting a lot better on that show. Like when he came on at the beginning last night and he said, hey, no filler tonight.
Yeah, that's great.
He might as well have said, you know, don't bother turning into 825 and 855.
He has, I think, cemented himself as, you know, as a very popular guy. I really think that he's gotten better on the show. He's better this year than I've ever seen him before, and it's because he brings a little of it, you know, more than he did before. Better looking, Rob.
I should bring in a tape. I should get somebody at K-Rock in L.A. to run us a tape of his radio show, though, because I've heard that as good as he is on TV,
he's that bad on radio.
He still is the same as when we used to goof on him when he was on Star 98.7.
When he's super jive ass all the time.
Hey, good morning.
How are you? How's it going? Hey.
How about that idol?
60 people around him at all times.
That's good. Yeah, he's got, I think, the coach would be his sports guy.
Rich Gilgallon?
No, just another generic coach, Mike. No, I take it back. It's Craig T. Nelson.
It's the ghost of Vince Lombardi.
That guy's got Captain Chuck or whatever the guy's name is up in the helicopter.
Right.
He's got the chick, of course, the chick sidekick.
She's it. He's got the support crew, the full support crew.
He's got like the four or five frat boys that sit in the corner and pretend that he's. It's almost like the Rick Dees thing, the same thing, except Ryan Seacrest is a little hipper than Rick Dees. Like if he says something like, you know, we've made a joke, including the phrase going down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you would have a room full of people going, ooh!
Oh, controversy. Oh,
crazy.
Did you notice that Simon laughed a little too robustly when Ryan made his later joke about the serious relationship with his girlfriend? When it was a throwaway comment, and we know Simon is he's very, very serious about his girlfriend, and then you see Simon do something he never does.
Really laugh.
Guffaw to the point where you knew it was phony. It was a little bit disturbing on that show. But now it's anybody. I mean, really, anything can happen, I think.
Don't you feel you're missing out yet, Buzz?
Not exactly. But I do like hearing about it.
And what are we going to do after Idol's gone?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
What do we do with our televisions? I mean,
Powers Booth?
Well, but then Powers
Booth. No, I'm going
somewhere.
He's going
to be gone.
That's when we all drink the Kool-Aid and fly on the spaceship because all of our favorite TV shows are gone.
Drink your Kool-Aid. Come on now. Hey, Ryan Seacrest. Go on and sleep with him again.
That's the problem with TV, that they cram all the good stuff into the 1 month when they have the sweeps on.
February, May, November.
Yes, thank you, Buzz. It's 3 months out of the year, and this is one of those months.
Right. And then after that, they will be throwing on the summer replacements.
Then it's like According to Jim on every channel.
Right.
All year long.
Or George Lopez.
Maybe a good chance for everyone, Don, to go out of doors.
What?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's a suggestion. Jesus Christ.
Hey, you know what? About going outdoors, when we read the Craig Wilson column from USA Today yesterday about boys being boys.
Boys going out of doors.
I saw on one of the morning shows. That's it, right. Thank you, Robbie. The guy that wrote the book. The guy that wrote that book about letting. The book is called Dangerous dangerous toys for boys, or how to make boys dangerous, or right.
boys and their dangerous toys.
Something like that. Anyway, no wonder Craig Wilson raved about that book yesterday in his column in USA Today.
Why?
When they had the guy on the Today Show, and it's like, so he's doing the...
Is he Truman Capote-like?
No. Although I've got to say, I really have a hard time going past that whenever that's on Showtime now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, even though I've...
Philip Seymour Hoffman?
Even though I saw it in the theater, and I've seen it on Showtime in its entirety maybe three times, I still stop on it every time.
What makes you stop on it? Is it something that you really like?
He's so goddamn sexy.
Philip Seymour Hoffman or the original Truman Capote?
Yes.
Come with me to my club, and we'll sit in the back room.
You know, the thing about Philip Seymour Hoffman, he was an actor, and he was playing the role.
He's
but,
great.
I mean, if you're old enough or if you've seen the old footage of the real guy, I mean, the real guy really sounded like that. It was just like,
yes, I'm really happy about you,
guys. The best place to check him out is the movie Murder by Death. I guess it's like from 1980 or so, and he plays a crazy millionaire in that. But you get a good look at him and his voice.
At the real Truman Capote, you mean?
Yeah, he's in that.
Have any qualities that were Capote like in this book? When you saw the interview, the author.
No, not at all. He's British.
Okay.
I guess the point of
this—that's a little gay to start with.
The point of this is that they're saying it's a book to get kids out of the house and to let boys roughneck and be boys. And they say, for instance, what's one of the chapters? Right. Now, I don't care how advanced your child is, with meaning that your child, maybe you could pry them away from the TV or from the Xbox for 10 minutes to go outside.
Right.
No way you're going to give them a book that looks like King James Bible. And the very first chapter is how to build the perfect paper airplane.
Oh, okay. It's one of those books.
Yeah. If my dad gave me that book, the next chapter would be, how do I set this book on fire?
Right. There you go.
Really. But it is so.
Is it designed for kids? Is that what it's designed for? Or
is it
designed for adults to, deal with their kids?
The guy really hit the nail on the head when he said it's really for divorced dads and dads that don't spend a lot of time with their kids.
Right.
And if a dad would take 2 hours to take his son to the movies, instead, he should take him in the backyard and show him how to make the perfect paper airplane.
One of those books.
Yeah.
All right. I might set it on fire, too, then.
Total crap.
But he didn't sound at all like me.
Well, you know what he did? Because he had that British faggy way of speaking.
Yeah.
Yes, how to make the perfect paper airplane.
And about the British, can we find any footage, seriously, and she's hot as balls, the Queen Mother.
She's not the Queen Mother.
Well, I like calling her that, but you know who I mean. Queen Elizabeth.
The Queen Mother. Has passed.
Okay.
Yes.
Queen Elizabeth, can we find any stock footage of her that does not have a swarm of African bees surrounding her? It appears that all of the stock footage we have of Queen Elizabeth was made on a very hot day when there were just tons of bugs around her.
See the picture in the paper, I think it was in the Washington Post this morning, where she's getting her official portrait. Yes. Done by Annie Leibovitz.
Right.
And, hotter than balls. Yeah. I mean, and she, I guess, is she landing today?
She's in Richmond, Virginia.
She's in Richmond as we speak. Yeah. Welcome to our soil.
What a bad place for her to go.
Richmond.
Yeah.
Rob, do you know any good places that she could hang out? You know Richmond.
Yeah, I know a couple bars.
How about Gangs Dominion?
Take her up to Gangs Dominion?
She goes to Gangs Dominion.
We have a tower there, too.
Does she think that's the capital of the country?
No, it's a whole Jamestown thing, I think.
That's so she still thinks it's the capital of the country.
I think it's really like a historical deal where she did it years ago and she's doing it again.
But every bit of footage, I'm not kidding, that I saw today was obviously shot in the summertime whenever she was here last, however many hundreds of years ago that was, and surrounded by bugs.
Well.
And then they had another guy saying,
where were they swarming?
Right around her vagine.
Her
queen vagine.
Queen vagine.
They had the whole thing about, it's almost like Tom Cruise rules.
Right.
Where they said, don't look at her unless she looks at you.
Right.
Don't talk to her unless she talks to you. Do not attempt to touch her.
Women should wear a day dress. That was one of the instructions.
Was it really?
And I don't know any American woman that would know exactly what that means, a day dress.
I remember another rule I heard was that you're not supposed to say to her, pleased to meet you, because it's assumed that you're pleased to meet her.
I heard that one as well.
And
right.
that's screwy.
And you should not touch her. If she does extend her hand, kiss it.
Lick it.
Suck it.
Grip it.
Bite her fingernails off.
Rub it.
Suck the royal hand.
See how many of those bony fingers you get in your mouth at one time. Wow.
Your royal majesty? Yeah, your royal majesty.
Oh, goddamn.
The queen. And, of course, there is the segment of the population getting all a tither about her arrival.
Right, BFD. Mm-hmm. Is that the real song or just the music?
That's just the music.
Just the music? Any chance you got the real song?
At home?
Fox. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. How
hey,
are you?
What's happening?
Hey, I got a football question for you, Don. A rules question for you.
Sure.
I'm watching my brother play Madden the other night, and he almost takes a sack in the end zone for a safety with no time left on the clock at the end of the first half.
Yeah.
My question is, if you get tackled in the end zone with no time left in either the first half or the end of the game, you obviously get the 2 points for the safety. My question is, do you have to kick to the other team?
I would think that the clock would be suspended at 0.00, and you would get one free play for the free kick for the punter to make the pooch punt.
And then if the guy runs the kickoff all the way back to the end zone,
then
you get another
touchdown.
6 points.
Right. But yeah. I would guess it would just be a one-shot deal.
That would be the rule in the NFL, in the real NFL, right? Not just save the game. And, I mean, don't they try to keep it accurate?
I think so, right.
Yeah.
That's what I thought, but I've been asking the question to some other people, and they think that it's not like an extra point where, you automatically get an extra play.
Here it is online. It says that in the event that you score a safety with no time left on the clock, you get to suck the queen's hand.
Suck it.
Suck it.
You're mocking his question.
And then watch your tampon fall out.
Trust me, that won't happen.
That would be an old tampon, wouldn't it? Be like a roll of quarters coming out.
Oh, man. The royal pad.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Do you think she'll sing We Will Rock You?
What?
Do you think she'll sing We Will Rock You?
Is that a Naked Gun reference again?
No, queen.
No, it's because she's the queen, Mike.
Oh, queen. I missed it. I'm sorry.
God, you missed the funniest jokes.
I know. I'm going to get online and talk about them.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello there.
Fuck it.
When the queen approaches you, she will extend her hand and then gently grab it and suck the first three fingers.
Suckle her knuckle. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Make love to her cuticles.
Suckle her knuckle.
Suckle the knuckle of the queen.
How you doing, my lad?
Hello, my love.
Mike, you're Star Spangled Banner. Absolutely. Yeah. I thought you were Frosty the Snowman.
What do you mean?
What does that mean?
You were just so white and cold like you pooped in your pants. You suck.
Oh,
I
get out of here.
Better than that.
Yeah, well, why don't you try it, buddy?
Let's hear it.
Why don't you try it? Let's hear it right now.
Satan, you
You suck.
You had no soul.
Hey, Carla, what do you think of this guy?
I thought he sucked.
There it is, the definitive word.
Sorry. Bye. Mike's girlfriend has spoken. Hello, Donna. Oh, hold on. Larry had a question for you.
Why do you favor rape?
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Donna Mike, what's up, guys? Why are you guys coming out to Vegas?
I believe on July 32nd.
Okay, I'm not one of your little Virginia cronies who's going to go, I'll go home and look that up on the calendar, Don.
Right, dumbass. The answer is never. How do you like that? That's the answer, never.
Okay, well, that's fine. I was just calling out from Vegas. Thought you guys might want to. I mean, I know Mike likes to gamble, so I was going to invite him to the casino I work at and teach you guys how to play.
Look for us in the big pool at Tahiti Village.
Tahiti Village. Mm-hmm. Oh, right next to Roseanne Barr?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't get this. Were you asking if we're going to come out as the show, or are you asking if we're going to come out individually?
Well, you guys come out. You guys travel to Atlantic City, so I was wondering when you might come out to Vegas. I mean, there are a lot of deals from the East Coast to Vegas. I thought maybe you'd take a little hopper on your
4-day weekend or, you know, 9-day trips or whatever and come out. Because I deal craps at one of the casinos, and I know Mike.
You want to give the casino a plug? Go ahead.
Well, okay, Wynn Las Vegas.
Wynn, the new one.
Steve Wynn.
The new
one. So you're there.
I kind of didn't want to give it a plug because of all the problems we're having, but that's fine. Appreciate it.
This is the idiot you want to get on there representing the club, right?
What problems are they having?
Problem.
They are taking our tips.
The
management has decided that we make as dealers too much money, so they decided to take a portion of our tips and pay our managers a part of their salary out
is
of
that,
our tip.
Is that done at other casinos?
No, we're the only one that does it. It's actually against the law, but somehow it got circumvented.
Well, then why would I want to come out there if you want to come to a place where they're ripping off the employees?
Well, no, I just want you to come out there and hang out, play craps with me, and then we'll go to a real casino and play craps together. That's all.
What would you consider, even though you work at Steve Wynn's, what would you consider a real place to be?
Caesars.
Caesars?
Yeah.
What about one that starts with the letter B?
The Bally's?
No.
No, try again. Casino? Try again.
Think I trial you.
What?
Bellagio.
Yeah, what about that place?
Bellagio's nice, yeah.
That's
MGM.
What about Rio, the Venetian, Mandalay Bay, Harrah's, all the fine casinos in Las Vegas?
How about any place that doesn't smell like armpit? And I would categorize Steve Wynn's place because it's relatively new. I've not been there. I would think it doesn't really smell of armpit yet.
I think you're right that it doesn't smell of armpit. However, one August trip when I was out walking just outside, it smelled of something else that's
ass?
A little lower.
Smell
than
of
the,
ass?
Yes. In fact, it was a sewage smell that was odd. Do you remember when it had that sewage smell all around that place?
Oh, yeah. There was a sewer line that got broke.
It was brand new, and it was absolutely, and it was 110 degrees, and it was horrible.
All right, well, dude, listen, sorry, I didn't mean to give you a hard time. Didn't know if you were asking if the show's coming out there, if you're one of those guys like, hey, are you coming out to do a Las Vegas-style show?
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, I've never seen one, but that's cool. I've heard about them. I mean,
as a dealer, are you like a better player? I mean, do you know any secrets?
There aren't any secrets. You're either lucky or you're not. I mean, I've won a lot of money with a little money, you know, a couple times. I'm not going to say a lot, but I mean, it's happened.
Would you let me and Mike cheat?
Would I let you and Mike as much?
Yeah,
as
if
could,
you were
yeah.
dealing, like say before we were going to go out for a drink, one drink, incidentally, if you'd let us come to your table and you know, help us win.
I'd have to get the whole crew in on it, but that'd be no problem.
That'd be true because Don, you would. You'd go over to another table, and you'd get that thing that you have strapped to your leg where you signal me.
Oh, like in the movie Casino.
In craps, it's a little bit easier, to be honest.
It's easier to cheat in craps?
Have you ever helped a guy cheat?
Have I ever cheated for somebody?
Yeah.
For $80? Yeah. I mean, it's not been a lot. I mean, it's happened. But, I mean, my boss approves it, it's not really cheating, is it?
It's the employee
right.
of the month.
That's right.
So, hold on. How does a boss in Vegas approve of cheating? I would think that the house always wins, that the boss would not do anything that would give anyone else money.
Right, but what you got to understand in dice, when you let someone, we call it take a shot, and, you know, for $10, if someone wins $150, they're not going to immediately leave the table. They're going to stay and gamble it back.
True.
Oh, see.
You let them take the shot. You let them think they got one over on you. Now, if they get up and leave...
Oh, wait. So this is fascinating. Hold on a second.
What you're saying is
you let them take the shot. What do you mean by letting them take the shot?
Okay, you throw up a $25 chip and you mumble something, and I say bet. The dice land on 6-5, land 11. I, you know, because we're in cahoots, I can say it was a $25 yo. And then
you pay even though technically he didn't make the bet.
Correct.
So you give the guy money.
Hello.
You help the guy cheat to win because you think that he will then turn right around and redeposit it.
Lose more.
Correct.
Would you do it with a $200 yo?
That'd be a little bit difficult.
Yes, would you do it with a $1,000 yo?
Couldn't get that on.
Don't have the balls for that, do you, Ocean's 11, huh?
Are we meeting somewhere for my cut afterwards, or what?
We're meeting at Denny's, where we always meet.
Denny's, and then, of course, we'll talk about our scam in front of the fountains at the Bellagio.
Because that's where we stay. It don't smell like ass.
You know, I'll tell you, though, you mentioned Caesars, and I've never stayed at Caesars, but I hear it from everybody.
Really?
And I hear it all the time. I really do.
Whether it smells like ass?
No, that it's the best casino to go to. I'm not giving them a plug or anything. It's just that's what I hear. A lot of people say, as far as the casino goes, that they've done very, very well out there.
I am not kidding.
We've done well there.
Yeah, we won there, but really, didn't we? Wasn't that one of the places we were out there? We were like,
it was a little scary.
The
feeling was.
Caesars, Atlantic City or Vegas?
Caesars, Vegas.
Vegas?
When Rob and I were at Caesars in Las Vegas, we were scared. There were blacks there. Lots of blacks. Okay? And we're white, okay? That's what it was about.
$30,000 yo.
A yo.
How about a yo?
Yo.
What exactly is a yo? Because I don't know what the hell a yo is.
Yo.
It's an 11. It's 6-5 on the dice. Huh.
All right, and it pays, what does it pay?
15-1.
Ooh. All right, dude. Well, listen, thank you for the call. The show's not coming out there, but if you leave your number, I'm sure Mike will call you the next time he gets out there.
Yep.
All right, cool.
I'll bring Wayne Newton's drummer over.
All right, sounds good.
We'll have good old time.
Bye-bye. Keep cheating at Steve Wynn's.
That's nice.
You're the one that said it.
You said it, pal.
You're almost as dumb as the guy that was driving drunk today and called in and told us where he was.
That's right. Because you know what? When you're representing a casino or calling and you work at a casino, don't you kind of think that eye in the sky or the tape on the phone that they're following you everywhere?
How long has Wynn been hiring the retarded? Hello?
Hello?
Oh. Yeah, okay. All right. Thank you for the call.
All right.
Hey, hold on. I almost forgot to ask you. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Can you believe that Matt Lauer was in Dubai this morning?
No. I can't believe Matt Dubai was in Matt Lauer's Dubai.
Matt Dubai. Right. No, you had it right. Matt Dubai was in Lauer. Bye! Lauer Arabic. Arabics.
Where is Dubai?
It's on the Gulf of it's on the Persian Gulf.
Right.
And it's that town where they're like building these incredible cities where they've got the palm tree shaped islands.
Well, I've seen all that today on TV.
Geographically?
Because that's in the world where in the world he was.
And I believe it is right smack dab in the middle of very close to where all the trouble is. Where in the
world is Matt Lauer? Why do you favor rape?
It might border Kuwait, if I'm not mistaken.
Now that you mention it, I think when they had him up on top of this world's tallest hotel and they were showing the beautiful beaches, you could see oil rigs and stuff in the background.
Yeah, that's how they got all their moolah.
All right. So it's the King of Siam type place.
Can't wait to find out where he's going to be tomorrow.
He'll be at Steve Wynn's.
Because Friday's always the best where he's
going
to be.
He'll be at Steve Wynn's going, yo, on 6-5.
And getting paid.
Yo.
From the retarded guy that cheats.
Okay. It's time for...
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Or commercials.
This is the Don and Mike Show.